Welcome to the chat. It's the BSP chat. The backstage pass chat. The legendary backstage pass chat. Where nothing is off the boards. Where nothing is sacrosanct. Where all questions are fielded. Sometimes politely. Sometimes perhaps not. But nonetheless, fielded they will be. And here it is, another Friday night, and I am stopping down in the middle of all the bullshit that I got to do, man, and I'm telling you, but I do it for you guys. I do it for you guys. We have Bernie, we have Orrin Nussbaum from Western Oregon. Western Oregon, okay. You know what's really cool is Eastern Oregon. Eastern Oregon is nuts. Eastern Oregon is desert. I never believed it until I drove through it, but the eastern portion of Oregon is fucking desert, man. And I drove through that on my way to Chicago one night many, many moons ago, 25, 26 years ago. I was with Myrtle, my girlfriend at the time. So we got Alan Grooms is with us. Alan, say hello to your wonderful wife, Laura. Christopher, Bungholio, Bernie, Orrin. Who the hell else is here, man? Stephen Miller. Brandon, we got, I don't even know if I'm scrolling back properly here. Larry Spears is with us. And there you have it, man. I know I saw a couple of names that I probably missed. Yeah, it wasn't too long ago. It was on a night much like tonight that I went out, man, and I drove to Chicago from Portland, Oregon. I had my girlfriend's shit all in the back of this big van, this big fucking Ryder rent-a-truck. Brian Anthony checking in. Hello, Brian. Tell us also, guys, where you're at. Drinking Bush Light? God damn, dude. And nobody's that poor, man. No one is that fucking poor that they got to drink Bush Light. I'm telling you, if you look... I'm kidding around. You know, I don't mean to criticize a man's choice of liquors. Portland, Oregon is with us. Yeah, I mentioned Portland a lot, Larry. I mentioned... We worked Portland into a bit, into a Ted Bell bit. Phil, did you go up the Cabbage Patch, I-84? Yeah. Is that it? Is that what's called a cabbage? I believe it was I-84. I remember we went across Oregon, and we dipped down close to, we went through Idaho, big time, went right through fucking Boise, and we dipped down to the northern part of Utah, and then across Colorado, just north of, I don't know if it was Colorado or Wyoming, but I know we were north of Bernie's in Philadelphia tonight. Eastern Pennsylvania from Brian Anthony. Bungholio in Houston. Not poor, just cheap. All right, I understand that, man. And who else? I know that Alan's in Arizona. And some of you guys I know. Where's Allie? Is she gone? I have to explain something to some of you guys. If you've been checking in with me over on the fan page, let me just tell you this. The fan page is periodically down because I don't want to deal with it, to be honest with you. I want to deal with the... Not the fan page, excuse me. The friends page is periodically down because I don't want to deal with the fucking friends page right now. It's too much of a hassle. We got too much else going on. So it's down occasionally until we check into the fan page, and then it's up. So I haven't blocked anybody. You might want to spread the word over there. I'm not blocking anybody. There's Allie in Connecticut. I haven't blocked you, Allie. I haven't blocked anybody. I have just not... I'm not... Mike is in Salt Lake with a bottle of Pinot Noir. Yeah. There you go. Although I prefer Cabernet Sauvignon. That's fine. So I'm not criticizing y'all. Not criticizing all. Weed, California. I hitchhiked through there once. I've been through a lot of these places. Littleton, Colorado is Stephen Miller. And Monument Valley, Utah. Sheila, you're getting around, girl. I thought she was in Durango. Now she's in Monument Valley, Utah. I think you do a lot of camping, you and your hub. Don't you go out because you have your big... don't you do that? Because I remember hearing from Sheila once when she was out here in California. Watching some F1 racing on TiVo is Mike. Serious, man. You like the F1? Formula 1? And how many people know that there's such a thing as Formula 2, 3, and 4? Ah, but there is. And I used to watch it as a kid up here at... Mike, you may be familiar with Willow Springs, Rosamond, the Rosamond Willow Springs area. We had a racetrack up there. And then we had one out here at Riverside. I don't know where the fuck the road race courses are in California anymore. Bungholio is in Englewood. Oh, he was in Englewood, Colorado for a year. Leslie, Yeah, there is a friends page, Leslie. Don't worry your little heart about it. Although, if you want to, you know, friend request me, absolutely. Everybody that I see here, if you want to friend request me on Facebook, absolutely. But just remember that occasionally the page is down, it goes up and down. Doesn't mean I'm blocking you. What I'm trying to say is that it is occasionally unavailable, you know. So I think you guys know that. So anyway, just getting back to the story here about Oregon, and I think it's called the Cabbage Patch. Isn't that what you call that, Bernie? That motherfucker went across eastern Oregon through the desert. And I'll never forget the night that we left Portland and Formula Renault and Formula E. I bet you there's all kinds of new classes of race car driving now, isn't there? I'm not... Bernie's heading back to California. Where are you from, Bernie? Where do you... Are you the truck driver, man? Yeah, you're the guy. You're the trucker, right? And you live in Florida. Now I get it. The whole thing is this. I go across eastern Oregon that night, and it was pissing down rain, and I got this rider rent a truck, and I got her car. We're hauling this thing. This was all her idea. If it had been me, if I'd had the money at the time, I would have said, oh, my God, let's hire a fucking rental company. Let's have your car shipped, and let's fly to Chicago. That's where she was going. Oren is in Cabbage Hill. Where's that, man? Didn't I just talk to you, Oren? Didn't you just say something? Bernie, stop screaming, please. The new technology of racing, Mike is talking about watching the Formula One, watching the Formula Open Wheel class of auto racing, which is quite,
I don't know, it's a cut above, my boy, don't you think? American racing and all that. To me, the English, the Europeans have...
By the way, the whole thing with racing, Mike, the Formula One circuit is all fucked up, isn't it? It's they don't even have a Formula One race this year in Germany, from what I understand. It's really getting, it's all about, I think, money and sponsorship and some of the traditional races, what they call the home of the sport. You know, Germany and France, there is very little racing left. All right. People are yelling at each other on chat tonight. Oren, I'm drinking a Ninkasi IPA. How's that for perpetuating an Oregon stereotype? What is a Ninkasi IPA, Oren? Ninkasi IPA. What is that, a wine? Is that a... I'm drinking tequila tonight myself. I'm drinking tequila and whatever the fuck else I could find. I don't have ginger beer tonight, so I'm using ginger ale, which is a complete and utter... travesty. I would be sipping this straight were it Don Julio, but it's Sousa, so forget it. Man, just forget it. But anyway, that whole thing, that trip across Oregon was a beautiful thing. And then we went into Idaho, as I mentioned. We skirted the northern portions of Utah. We went across Wyoming, which was breathtaking. Wyoming was just like a mindfucker, man, when we got into Wyoming. And Utah was, too. We got into Nebraska, and everything just like flattened right out, man. Just all of a sudden, it was almost magical. I mean, literally, from Wyoming to Nebraska, it went boo, you know. And then we went into Des Moines, Iowa. We did not go into Kansas. I don't know where Kansas is, but we went into Iowa. I remember going to the Quad Cities area. And from the Quad Cities, we turned north through Illinois, all the way straight on up to Chicago. And it was how many nights? About two nights, three nights. I remember I spent one night. Germany will be back next year, but yeah, F1 has some serious problems. Yeah, I was just talking to Mike about Formula One. Somebody had a copper mug going on there. Let me see here. Allie? Oh, you got your copper mug, Allie. All right. So you can join us now in toasting here our chat. Oren has got a microbrew from Eugene, Oregon. That's what he's drinking. Don't tell me. Pumpkin ale, man. You guys are kidding with that, right? Are you that in love with Halloween and the fall that it's got to be a pumpkin? All right. Bungholio, it's an India pale ale. Larry, yeah, they make some good beer, Oren. I love Otis. Yeah, Phil, I'm the trucker. That's Bernie, the trucker. Hey, don't be, Christopher, don't be rude, stupid truck. Unless you know Bernie, you can give him shit. In which case, it's cool. So, getting on to the business of what the hell is happening here. Alan, Phil Hendry, I really enjoyed the Phil-only Monday this week. Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Alan. Yeah, you know, I mean, what? Why are you sweating me, dude? Bernie and... What is going on here, man? Christopher and Bernie are going at it. Is this for serious? Is this serious shit? We may have a fight breaking out here. I bet you I can just split and you guys just go at it here. Anyway, I appreciate that, Alan. I got a lot of people that have checked in on that. It's something I'm trying. You know, it's just something I'm trying. It's just something I'm just, you know, occasionally I want to just, like, do a podcast. Not because I'm lazy, but I want to know and I want to see and I want to see how good I am at just talking straight shit without, you know, necessarily going into the politics thing. Because politics for me is so goddamn maddening. It is, hey, baby. Man, I thought I heard thunder, man. I guess she's not around here. Politics for me is so goddamn maddening that I just will not talk about it anymore. I don't want to talk about it, and I leave that to other people. Open can of tab on the workbench. What you doing tonight, Brian, huh? All right, let me talk with you guys about the... PhilCon, the HendryCon, coming up in the spring. Here is what my, this is what my motivation is. This is what my plan of attack is. We're going to approach Podcast One to help us sponsor this thing. We're going to not only have Podcast One help us sponsor this thing, we'll bring in other advertisers. The way you do this, and the way to do this in a manner that is affordable, is because nobody can underwrite this shit. Nobody does underwrite this shit. I don't care how wealthy they are. They don't do it. They always get a sponsor. They get... You produce. And one of the things that you do when you produce is you bring in money from elsewhere. I'll never forget the conversation I had with... what are you cats doing, man? You and Brian and Bernie and Chris. What the fuck is up, man? Bernie, I know, just likes to put caps so he can be noticed. I can dig what he's saying. I understand. So nobody get... too crazy. Make a long story short, because I can see there's all kinds of confusion online here tonight. Is there a fight going on or something that I don't know about? What I'm going to do is we're going to approach Podcast One to sponsor this for us, and we're going to get advertisers involved so that the underwriting of this thing is a done deal. Alan asks, do you think you will ever weave more of your personal life and events into your one-man show? Yeah. I'm meeting next week, Alan, with a director. I'm going to talk with this cat. He's a well-known guy. I don't want to drop his name right now, but he is a guy that directs theater, and I asked him for help, and he said he'd be happy to help me with it because I think the show needs to be, you know, constructed that way. I mean, there are people who have said to me, why don't you just do stand-up? And stand-up is one way of doing it. But I think a one-man show is something that's a little bit more special. I think we can maximize the marketing potential of a Phil Hendry one-man show as opposed to just, hey, here's Phil. He's another one of 19 stand-ups that are doing their show tonight. So what's up with this cat Chris, man? Is this for sure? I'm just here to serve process. Hello, George. I'm here, man. Where is... Let get back to the show. Hope your truck ends up in a ditch. What the fuck is wrong with these people, man? Cats are all weird. Too much hostility tonight, man. So to answer your question, Alan, I think that's the question that you're asking me about the one-man show. Yeah, I have got a director, and we're going to work together on this thing next week. I think it's going to be exciting, and we're going to reboot it and redo it and restart it and retry it and all that good shit. You know, I was really happy with the results of what we did first time out, but, you know, you have to understand something. That's something I just sort of winged, you know, and I'm not saying I got on stage and winged it, but I got on stage and I... created, you know, before I went on stage, I created a sort of a character-driven show that I don't think was particularly right for... am I supposed to block some people here tonight, man? If this gets too fucked up, I can seriously block motherfuckers. So, you know, I don't want to do that. I don't know what's up here with this fight here between Bernie and somebody else. Hi, Phil Stevens, Cincinnati. Hello, Steve. How are you doing, man? Good. I think you're a new name here, man. I haven't seen you around for a while. Phil, are you going to have a show drop on Netflix soon? No. Hey, Steven, you asked some of the weirdest motherfucking questions. No, not on Netflix. Not soon, okay? I got a pilot that I'm working on, you know. Am I going to have a show drop on Netflix soon? Yeah. As a matter of fact, there's a guy that's going to offer me like $8 million, and we're going to just do a fucking movie. If I ever have a show dropping anywhere, I'd rather it be dropping on Amazon, to be honest with you. Not necessarily because the money's good, but because it's a quality subscription service, I think. I think it beats the shit out of Netflix, if you want my honest opinion. I can find shit on Amazon that I can't find on Netflix. One of the things I did find on Amazon that I couldn't find on Netflix was Harry Shearer's movie, The Big Uneasy, which was about the New Orleans confrontation with the Army Corps of Engineers over, you know, what was going down in New Orleans and the flooding and, you know, not being able to take care of the levee there. It was pretty funny. It was a real trip, man. You got to see it because there's a woman on that film. She's one of the Army Corps of Engineer people, and she's like a really beautiful woman. She's like a model, but she's just this hard-ass, badass motherfucker. I mean, I can't even describe. She's just ready to rock and roll at the drop of a hat. And I said to Harry, I go, man, was she scary? He goes, imagine being 3 feet from her, I guess, when they were doing the interviews. I guess this guy Christopher is for real. He was getting upset here. All right, so let's move on. It's all good. Would enjoy it if Don Mixa could be an in-studio guest with the panel doing an intervention regarding his bad breath, only to pass out by one during the show. Not a bad idea. Michael Collier is here. Hello, Michael. How you doing? And, yeah, some people might come on here, Bernie, and be a little hammered. I mean, I'm not. I didn't block anybody. I'm not blocking Christopher. I don't know what the hassle was, but it is a it's a conclusion that I think is for... very, very, it's a conclusion I think is a pretty standard conclusion that we are other people here online. And I think sometimes we get upset and we just go out and, you know, we just do what we do. F is for Family is on Netflix, Bonnie, you're right, but it's not my show. So I don't know what the question was about. He says, am I going to have a show drop on Netflix soon? I thought he meant, was I producing a show or creating a show or otherwise in... you know, talks with Netflix to do a show. F is for Family is a show that I'm on, and if it's on Netflix, that's awesome, but ain't me, ain't my show. Steven, been a BSP Fat Pride for years, but this is the first time I've ever been live in the chat. Well, Steve, I'm glad you're here, man, and by God, welcome. And this evening, there's some kind of dysfunction happening, I think. I think there was a fist fight. Or a virtual fist fight going on here between Bernie and a guy named Christopher, but I think it's all chill. Leslie, if anyone's interested, the Royals just won 4-3. I am doing well. Thanks for asking, Michael. How are you? Hey, Leslie, I want to ask you, where are you, Leslie? Are you in Missouri? So the Royals won 4-3. Does that mean that did they win the American League Series? Because I'm not following that shit at all. Once the Dodgers got bounced, I don't give a shit. Is it going to be Casey and New York? It's going to be the Mets and the Royals? Eh, that ain't bad. I personally would have loved to have seen... I would have loved to have seen I don't know what I would have loved to have seen. Kansas City. I don't know. Thank you, King. I appreciate that, man. Everything's good? Bungholio, Phil, Mr. Chris took the all caps issue way too far and got personal. Yeah, the thing of it is... No, you're not upsetting me, Steven. I just don't know what you mean. What did I say about Netflix? I don't remember saying anything about having a show on Netflix. Brian, I love the way you've expanded the content the past year. I loved and followed the old show forever, but actually missed the panel when I don't hear it for a day or two. Appreciate that, Brian, very much. I like doing the show the way it is now. You know, we have to kind of keep up with what's happening culturally, and more importantly, we have to keep up with what's happening in the media and the way people are using media, and, you know, If the day ever returns that we can, I would love to. You know how people ask me, well, how could you go back to doing the old phone call show? Here's how I could do it. I would have to come on the air as a completely unknown guy. They couldn't know it was Phil Hendry. I'd have to come on with a different name, and I'd have to be on a conservative talk show, and I'd have to do conservative talk radio, and I'd have to be over the top, but so over the fucking top that people are taking me seriously, like beyond jokes, like, you know, the old, I thought you were joking, but now I know you're serious thing. And I'd have to really play that, I'd have to play that kind of character, but I'm not sure even if that would do it, unless you could really con the callers into thinking that's who you are. And it's not because I don't like conservatives. It would be the only, that's the only kind of radio there is left. So you'd have to do something like that to play to it. Bernie is thanking Bung for backing him. Leslie, I'm a Mets fan. I don't really know AL teams. Leslie, where are you anyway? Yeah, Philly, yeah, KC in New York. It's the Mets and the Royals. Thank you very much, Bung Harleo. No kidding, the Royals and the Mets. Who do I root for? I'm a National League guy only because I grew up as a National League fan. Not a New York sports team fan, being from L.A., but there's reasons for that because we've had a long-standing hatred of the Yankees here because of the Dodgers and Yankees. However, it would be difficult for me to go against. I don't know. Maybe I'd like to see the Royals win just to see the New York team lose. I love New York. I just don't like New York sports teams, except for the Jets. The Jets are my team. That's my team right there, the Jets. When the Jets do good, man, I feel good. Yeah. Larry, since you have Phil only Monday, you should have random host Tuesday. That's not a bad idea. Leslie, Portland, Oregon, originally from New York, so I am a Mets fan. Very good, Leslie. Thank you. So you're a baseball fan too, huh? And by the way, Leslie, I'm assuming you're female. I think you mentioned once having grandchildren, and I think you referenced a husband or something. So, Alan, Phil, will you still be doing Sketchfest? I am, Alan. I'm going to be in San Francisco mid-January. You ought to load up the van and sail up to San Francisco, because what I plan on doing is this Sketchfest, I want to make some of the parties. So I'm going to be up there with Lauren. And Alan, you ought to come up with Laura, and we'll do the gig on Friday night. And then they have parties all over the goddamn city for Sketchfest. It is so fucking cool. And last year, we just kind of went back to the hotel and hung. It was a lot of fun. And then we went up to Fisherman's Wharf, did all that bullshit the next 2 days. But it would be awesome to just kind of do an all-night, kind of make all the parties in San Francisco and see what's going on. So what I would do is, Alan, you know, fuck it, man. Just come with us. We'll get you into the parties. Allie, I've never been to a baseball game, but I heard a lot of people just go to get hammered. Allie, let me say this. People just go to sporting events, hon, to get hammered no matter what the sport, you know. It's not fun to go and get hammered at a sporting event if you're in a crowd of people that don't really dig on a lot of drunk people. You know, you have to sort of be hammered in a crowd of other hammered people. And it really helps to be a fan of the team because then you're in the spirit. But if you're just a drunk, just sort of yapping away, people don't dig it. Hockey, yes. As a matter of fact, Ali, you are, I believe, quoting, if I'm not mistaken, one of my characters, or maybe you're quoting me off of Twitter, because I said at one time, as a joke, there's no popularity for hockey. There is absolutely no fan following for hockey if there isn't alcoholism. Something like that. I just said it to piss hockey fans off. I don't know if it worked. I don't know if it did work. Leslie, Allie, next time I'm in New York, we have to go to a Mets game. How about that? Yeah, see, Bernie does caps because he just wants to make sure that nobody misses what he's saying. Nobody's fucking getting angry or any shit like this. Hockey is fantastic. Hockey is fantastic in person. Women love hockey. Hockey has a larger female fan base than most of the other sports. Not sure why, but it could have to do with the fact that in hockey, all the guys are sort of normal size. They're not behemoth, gargantuan, crazy-looking weird asses. And they do a lot of physical, you know, a lot of, ow. They do a lot of hitting. Ow. And like that. Allie, I keep getting asked to Bruins games by old hockey fans. What do you mean old hockey fans? Find yourself a young hockey fan. Bungholio Phil, that could work, but I enjoy listening to the current show. The callers are no bueno. You're vastly more entertaining. Well, you're very kind, Bungholio. I appreciate it, man. It's just that I just a thought, you know, as we progress and push out and push forward here in this new world, this brave new world of media. By the way, you may have been asking yourself, what was I watching here prior? This is the Hunchback of Notre Dame with Maureen O'Hara there, and the Hunchback played by Charles Laughton in some fairly decent makeup, but I'm not sure what the fuck else is on there. All right. Bungholio, let's see, Allie, but I hate Boston so fucking never. Yeah, Boston is, people either love Boston or they hate it. And I got a buddy of mine that likes Boston because he goes there on business. I also have friends of mine that can't stand the motherfucking place. I don't know what it is. It may very well have something to do with the quality of people. So Bernie says that Allie's got to go. Let's see. Here we go. Allie, I visited Boston once. F that joint. So he just backed you up on that. Mike, in Utah, we have three kinds of talk radio. Right-wing talk, far-right-wing talk, and far right-wing talk. Well, that's the only kind of talk radio that's left. And I'm not, again, I'm not complaining if there was a little something else, you know, besides that. Like, hey, we have our right-wing talk show. Here's, I don't know. And I'm not saying, well, we better get left-wing talk. I'm saying, isn't there such a thing as entertainment talk? You know, isn't there such a thing as, don't, you know, didn't they want to go there with that? I guess not. I've heard that, Bungholio, about Boston. I didn't want to say outright because I'm not sure we have anybody in Boston online with us tonight. But, yeah, I heard that, man. Allie says, I'll do a Kings game one day. Yeah, I want to get season tickets to the Kings. That's my thing, because that's the closest hockey team to me. If I want to go see the Ducks, I got to go another fucking hour into Orange County. But the Kings are just down the road, you know, an hour away. So that would be the fucking bomb. Leslie, my father was a Brooklyn Dodgers fan. When they moved, he started rooting for the Mets. Yes, I am a girl and a baseball fan. Okay. Yeah, I can dig that. I became a Dodger fan strictly. They were the first team that came to L.A. My mom and my dad, you know, became Dodger fans as a result of that. The Angels popped into town 2 years later. I think a lot of people became Angel fans just to be Angel fans. But because the Dodgers came to L.A. in 58, and then they won the World Series in 59 against the White Sox, I think they made believers out of a lot of people. And by the time I was of age and became conscious, I actually went to a Dodger game. At the Coliseum. I vaguely remember it, but if you look at the Henry Home movies, you will see a fairly substantial section of my father's home movies that shows the Dodgers at the Coliseum, and those were films that were taken by my dad. You see the old peristyle end with the old clock, and you see the baseball configuration there of the Coliseum. And I remember going to that. My memory was that it was against the Cincinnati Reds back when the Reds had those old high red sleeves. Remember? Way back in the day, man. However, that was then and this is now. Bungholio Phil, I'm drinking Busch Light, but want to see Henry Kahn. How the fuck is that going to happen? All right. Henry Kahn is, as I mentioned, is going to be something that we're going to do the right way. And that means we're going to bring in sponsors and we're going to present it in a way that is going to be as comfortable and as comfortable and as fun as it can be. So that means that we're going to bring in some sponsors who will help sponsor the party. We'll have some people bring some people in to do some stand-up, have a band. We'll have a signing, a meet and greet, you know, a hanging with Phil thing. We'll have a open bar. We'll do a dinner. And all of the BSPs, of course, are going to be comped all this, except for your fucking hotel, okay? Don't, you know, we'll try and get, as I said, we'll try and get a good rate on hotels. I don't know how good it'll be. It depends on volume. That's what it's all about. However, that having been said, the rest of it will either be a comp or will be a much, much more diminished price. Now, that's my thinking, and that's what I'm going to approach podcast one on when I talk to them about that. Shit. All right, let's see. I like the random host Tuesday idea. The bits with Harvey, Lloyd, and Herb are as hosts are legendary. Love those. Love doing those. I don't remember Herb being a host, but I do remember. I do recall the other ones we did. Jay Santos was a host, and some of the other ones. Let's see here. Bung Holio wants to smoke a bowl, and Allie says weed doesn't work for me at all. I'm with Allie on that one. I smoke dope, and it gets me all fucked up in the head, man. I used to be able to smoke all kinds of weed back when I was in very young, in my early 20s. And then I just, like, forget it, man. I just not even into this shit, you know. My drug... If I were to be a drug abuser or even a drug user, my drug would probably be cocaine. But because I am, because I'm ADHD, I think that's what I am, yeah, and I do take a med to control that, that helps me in that area of my brain. I think I've told you guys about Dr. Hamlin Emery. He's the man. He's my god. Yeah, I don't dig that shit. Went to a fight and a hockey game broke out. Steven, I thought it was on the Mo Collins episode. I was on a train when I was listening. Sorry if I got it wrong. That we had a show dropping on... Mo and I are both on the F is for Family show. She is a voice on that show, so maybe we were talking about F is for Family, and I apologize to you if I misunderstood. I thought you were asking me, am I having a show, my show, dropping soon on Netflix? And no, I've never indicated that. But the show is called F is for Family. It's Bill Burr's show. It's an animated show about his life and or sort of about his life. Bernie, Phil, I'm Italian and grew up in New Jersey. How else would I type? Yeah, loud. Hey. Hey, you know. I'm gonna type loud here. Hey, you know. So I'm going to do. I'm typing fucking loud over here. Hey, speaking of Jersey and loud and Italian, what happened to Paulie, man? He ain't around tonight. Hey, Paulie. Norma Ray, man. It's on the tube right now. Or I think, no, this is just an advert for it. Sally Field. All right. Let's move on here. We have, I would love to hear a chat with Debbie Daly and that guy that fell off the radio antenna and hit all the beams on the way down. Oh, yeah, it's Warren Benman. You're right. Debbie Daly and Warren Benman. That's not a bad idea. We'll have a conversation with them. You guys could do me a huge favor if you would, let's see. Well, you know what? I'll just make note of these ideas. That's a great idea. That's Debbie Daly and Warren Benman and the two of them. Oren, what was Herb's show called? Something like Film Stars That I'd Like to Take Into My Basement That I've Insulated So You Can't Hear the Scream. Bullshit. Really? I had an idea for that guy, Gene Jabel. Great Country Hits That I Despise Because I Didn't Sign the Bands. No? I like it. Bung Holio, I was one of those Braves fans as a kid, strictly because they were nationally available on TBS. I lived in Corpus Christi, Texas at the time, of all places. Yeah, I remember the Braves when they went to TBS. That was in the 70s, and they had moved to Atlanta in 66 or so. I remember the Braves as a kid when they were the Milwaukee fucking Braves, you know, and they had Warren Spahn still played for them, and... I forget who else. I think that was the only old Brave that was still with him. How's Poncho doing? Carlos, thanks for the question. Poncho's fine. Poncho had a seizure at Lauren's apartment last week, and she said it was pretty rough. Poor guy. It only happens every 3 months or so. The doctor said, you know, that... It's going to be like that. He said the further out they happen from each other and the shorter they last, the better he's going to be. And Lauren seems to think that they've been doing pretty good. She said that, 3 months is a pretty good span of time. And plus, he doesn't have them for very long, just a few seconds. Like I said, I watched him have one once, poor guy. This one, Lawrence said, was a little rougher. There was drool and shit, and, you know, poor guy. But good thing about cats, man, and dogs, you know, they don't know what the fuck's happening to them. They just know they went through this really fucked up thing, and then they're, like, better, and then there's the humans, and here's some food, and then they just go off and play. So they're sort of chill about that. But that poor, poor guy, I'll tell you one thing, though, about Poncho. That guy, he's really, really attached to Lauren, man. He's just her best buddy. That dude, she can't go anywhere without that guy following her everywhere. And they're just, I think he suspects that if it wasn't for her, he'd be fucking dead, you know, quite frankly. So, Bungholio, Phil, I'll figure it out. Me and my girl will be there. I've got two kidneys. I can sell one and be fine. Perfect. It ain't going to cost that much, man. It ain't going to cost that much. Bozell's a great radio host, Bungholio. I agree with that. I think he does a great job. We got to bring Bozell back, you know, just so we can snivel and cry about shit. There was TBS with baseball, and then there was also, yeah, they used to play the Braves all the time, man. Turner was way ahead of his time. He really got it, didn't he, about the reach of television and the earning power of TV. Here's a guy that recognized the fact he could make more money televising his home games than blacking the home games out because he didn't want to piss off the, you know, because he didn't want to dull the home gate. Well, you can dull the home gate and still make way more money than your home gate's ever going to make with the advertising dollars. They only went national with that shit. So then it just became a matter of, well, you know what, I think what I'll do is go ahead and put them on TV, and they sold out at home anyway. Mike, this week's thing that never fails to crack me up, anytime Phil takes a minute or two to explain to the panel something about history or politics or science, and when you're done, there's a beat or two of silence followed by General Shaw saying, "What the fuck are you talking about?" Exactly. That's exactly right, yeah. That's how I feel, you know. That's me being a little self-effacing. That's me knocking myself down a notch so I don't get too preachy and shit. Because one of the things that I hate, and I hate about myself on air, is the preachiness of whenever anybody has a microphone, you know. And let me tell you something, get out of here. You know, I can't take that, so... The come down off of coke is so devastatingly depressing, though. Bungholio, you're right, man. That's why I don't use that shit. And that when you crash on cocaine, you need to be on the right meds, man. And that was my whole life. I was into speed. I was into coke. I was into Benny's. I was into dexedrine. I'm going way back now. I'm using some real old shit here. Dexies and Benny's and any kind of fucking speed. And then I stopped using because it was like, I wasn't ever abusive, but I sure as fuck didn't want to become abusive either. And I stopped, and I became just like a coffee freak, you know, just... But I had some real problems. And when I finally hooked up with Dr. Emery, and I had this EEG, and I looked at what was happening with Phil Henry, I realized that, I had this alpha wave thing, which is your sleep waves. And there's a whole science that's involved here. But essentially what happened is I went on ADHD meds, and... It, like, improved my life, like, 60, 70%. So, what are drugs, man? They're just ways of medicating ourselves. And there are better drugs to use. And those are ones that generally, if the doctor knows what he's doing with them, they can be prescribed to you. Brandon, you're right. Coke is fun till you come down. Have you ever, is anybody, I shouldn't say this, but anybody out there ever known anybody that was a coke dealer? Let me just say something. I knew a guy that dealt coke, and he said it was the worst because there were people banging on the door at 4 o'clock in the morning and 5 o'clock in the morning. The thing about marijuana or anything else, it stops you. You just go to sleep. Cocaine, they keep going, and there you are in the middle of the night, and you're trying to get some sleep. There's pounding on your door, and there's a coke addict there at your door, and I thought, but that's not fun. Doesn't sound like fun for me. Mike, the general sense of befuddlement once in a while slays me every time. He's great. Yeah, I love the general. I don't know who he's based on. You know, he's based on a great many of these older men
who are angry and want to have their opinion known because they've been around the world and they've seen the shit and no one gives a shit, you know.
So they're talking all this smack and no one gives the shit. All right, here's Ellie. I want to try ecstasy. Heard that was good. I wouldn't if I were you, Ellie. Of course, I'm not you, so... My BAE Pauly is on vacation this week, remember? Oh, where did he go? Where did he go? Bungholio. It's awful. Absolutely can't deal with that shit. Yeah. Yeah, I'm no shit. I'm anxious enough as well. Yeah, give me downers every time. That's why Bernie is saying, yeah, it's weed for me. So, Bernie, weed for you is good, man, because your biochemistry can handle it. You know, that's where your brain is. Your brain needs weed. Weed for me is the wrong fucking drug because my brain is working against that shit. My brain needs, like, something to pick it up. It doesn't need anything to slow it down. And so, seriously, that's how it works. That's why I can go to sleep. After a cup of coffee, after two cups of coffee, I can go to bed. I mean, I used to wonder about that. People say, what did you just... I said I had a cup of espresso, and I'm going to bed right now. And they were, how the fuck do you do that, man? I don't know. But it sure does help me sleep. And I found out why. Because your, as I've said, your brain waves, your alpha waves, have to be at a certain level. And your... You cannot fall asleep unless they are at a certain level. If they're too low, you can't. So that's what... using these kind of ADHD attacking meds will do. Leslie, I always enjoy Bobby and Steve. Thank you very much, Leslie. I like them too. Michael, oh my God, the general would lose his mind with Debbie and Warren. That's what we should do. Who's the character you could only understand when you slowed the tape down? Was not too long ago. I don't recall that character, Brian. When you slowed the tape down, are you sure you're not talking about Mumbles on Dick Tracy? Didn't they do that with Mumbles? Carlos, don't do drugs. Don't do the wrong drugs, Carlos. All right. Sorry. Phil, Dale Murphy was my idol. Yeah, remember Dale Murphy? Dale Murphy was the man. He was like, you think Dale Murphy will ever get in the Hall of Fame? I remember Dale Murphy was talked up by these cats on TBS like he was the greatest goddamn thing since like David Justice. How about that guy? Remember him? And, yeah, all those teams, man. That was back in the 80s. The Braves didn't... Oh, well, that was back in the 80s when the Braves were doing battle with my Dodgers. And, God, how I hated the Braves back then. Hated the Braves back then. Phil, you did a bit where a hapless coach of an awful football team couldn't say anything negative or imply he needed better players or the owner to spend more money. The poor guy couldn't say anything because he needed the job. Maybe a guy you could include in the Line podcast. Yeah, I want to let you guys in on a little secret. That's a character that I've been working on for a long time, man. And you're going to see more of that character than just... You know, a football coach. Alan Grooms, any chance of continuing the As You Like to Hear Them celebrity interviews? Yes, thank you very much. That's another thing. I've got Warren Benman, I got Debbie Daly, I got As You Like to Hear Them. Let's do it to it. Bungholio, I once sat next to a good friend of mine who didn't take his epilepsy meds regularly. He fell over on me on the couch and had a grand mal seizure. That shit was so goddamn scary. Why was he not taking his meds, man? That's so fucked up. So sorry to hear that. Phil, that Herb bit was June 3rd, 2004, but it isn't on the archives. That part is cut out of the full hour. I remember listening to it, driving a tractor, and about had a heart attack. I was laughing so hard. I'd love to hear it again. Well, now, how do you know that it's June 3rd, 2004? If you have that, please, by all means, send it to us so we can put it into our archives. June 3rd, 2004, but the bit is not on the archives. If you know that it's that date, then by all means, and you have access to that, please let us know. See, one of the things is we're trying to gather our material in from all of these places, and if that bit is online someplace other than our website, then it's a violation of our copyright, and we need to have a takedown on that, and we need to get that on the website so that you guys that are paying good money to hear our material are not being fucked, basically. You're not getting ripped off. I have no idea why it isn't there. But if you know that it is that hour, and you know that it is that year, and you know that it is that date, then tell me how it is you know that, and where did you hear it, and tell us where we can find it. I'll look for it, and I'm sure between the millions and millions and gazillions of us, we'll find it. Is Jack I. Gagner and Brent Morrison a new evolution of Joe Dickhead and the Professor? I wouldn't say that, no. Although they are similar, they're not. Yeah, I know. Dickhead and the Professor are great. They do NFL picks. For those of you that don't know Joe Dickhead and the Professor, they used to do NFL picks for me on the old Phil Hendry radio show. But I really ran out of things for them to do, and I've been thinking of ways that we could bring them back. My understanding is that MLB doesn't divide TV money evenly the way the NFL money does. More money for local markets for baseball. The NFL divides the money. That's correct. The NFL is the entity that signs the overall contract for all of the teams. Teams do not sign individual contracts. The NFL signs a national deal or international or whatever it is with the various broadcasters, and then they split the money. The way they can do that is because they only have 16 games in a season. Major League Baseball has 162, and not every one of those games is going to be watched. There's several games going on at one time. They're all over the fucking dial. Sunday afternoon is football time, and you also have Thursday night and you have Monday night. It's a far easier thing to control, and therefore far more. It's far better. It conforms better to kind of a national deal thing. Let's see. Bung, your humor of self-deprecation is the best form of comedy. I like it. Larry Spears, Bud needs to hijack the show, lock the door, and do some crazy shit, and the only way you can talk to him is by calling in, and he hangs up on you. You threaten to fire him, he breaks down and cries. Oh, okay. All right. You know. Just so you guys know, though, when I'm done here, I got to go back to editing the fucking Lions game, which is done, but I'm editing this piece of shit, and it won't be done. I won't be done editing this motherfucker until well into the night. June 29th, 05. When is this? June 29th, 05. All right. So, is it not on the web? Is it not on the archives, Oren? Is that what you're saying? Or is it? I mean, I guess I could look for it right now if I am I of a mind? Yes, I am. I'm going to do that right now. In fact, let's see here. June 29th, 05. I'm looking now. June. There is June 29th. Father McCorder's, there's hour three. Hour two, summer school teacher Vernon Dozier says, what is the bit? Herb Sewell joins us with a program called Film Stars I'd Like to Take to My Basement. Well, there it is. So it is on the archive. And we have the third hour. So just so you guys know, there was a period there where we were, you know, as you know, we were loading things in as full shows, and then we had people say, wow, it would be really cool if we had three separate hours that we could stream or download, so we started doing that. So we have like a, you'd be surprised if people, some people are, no, I like it the way you used to do it, just the whole show, and then some people, hey, whatever happened to the 3 hours? So there it is. It is online, as far as I can see, Oren, and it's all good, baby. As like I said, as far as I can tell, I got to get back here too. I'm way, way back. All right. You talked about historical eras influencing the show in different periods. I remember the Elian Gonzalez story was extremely fertile ground. Yes, it was. Elian Gonzalez, OJ, and the Bronco chase, the Iraq War, all kinds of shit. Dave Oliva falling in love with Maricelis Gonzalez was the best. Phil, weed can make your mind race. Doesn't work for all insomniacs. No, and I don't use weed for insomnia. There is a weed, there, Oaksterdam. I had like an Oaksterdam weed that was supposedly for insomnia. It didn't fucking work. Allie, I forgot where Paul went, but I remember last week he said he wouldn't be here, but you pronounce it but you pronounce it out like bay. It's supposed to stand for before anyone else.
Oh, that's what it means. So you in love.
You're in love with Pauly. All right. I'm jealous, but hey. All right. Weed can make your mind race. Let's see. I've watched my father drink an entire pot of coffee, then pass out. No shit. That's me, man. Brandon, you know what I'm talking about. Drink an entire pot of coffee. That's exactly what happens, man, if you have that kind of biochemistry. And I shouldn't even say biochemistry. It's more just how the neurons are communicating with each other. Everybody is biochemically different. And one of the tough things about being a human being is sometimes our biochemistry or our neurotransmitters are not firing the way maybe the rest of us are sort of getting on, and it makes life tougher. It makes us, and this is why we have alcoholism, this is why we have drug addiction, and we're entering a great century. The next century is going to see, I believe, the elimination of alcoholism and drug addiction, because all people are doing are they're trying to find meds that help them. They're trying to find the right drug for themselves, and I think maybe we will be able to, you know, do that for them. Brian Anthony, no, I think it was a friend of Jeff Dowder. He mumbled or something, and when the panel slowed the playback down, you could understand him. I got to check that out, man. I'm not exactly sure. I know that. I keep thinking I see a cat. Yeah, there. I did see a cat. Here she is. Come here, baby.
Hey, baby girl.
Here we go. There she is, man. Yeah, it's the girl. That's the girl. Is that the girl? There she is. This is Thunder. How's it going, baby, huh? Where's your brother, Poncho, huh? Poncherino, man, that cat, that old Poncho, dude. Look, she's sniffing the microphone. That's a good girl. Want to go up here? She doesn't dig going up on here like Poncho does. Poncho goes up on this damn thing, and he just, like, walks around like he owns the motherfucker. But this girl, she doesn't dig it. It's too weird. There's too many fucking lights and shit. Still going, babe. This little cat, I got this cat because her owner was going away and they didn't know where to put her, so I said, hey, I'll take her, you know. And she's got a way better life here than she had. Now she's walking around. She's like getting me in front of the camera. It's on the show description, but not on the audio. Okay, Oren, that is fucked up, and we're going to find that, man. What character was a lady that was a fan of the show and would call in to talk to you and whisper to the phone? Her name was Karen Deauville, Alan, and yeah, Karen was like a lot of people that I've talked to sometimes. They're elderly female listeners, and they're all like, you know, oh, Phil, I just love your program. Karen Deauville, yeah. Leslie, I'm still looking for the show with a southern gentleman talking about his wife and her friends having vapors. That'd be an interesting show, man. I'm not sure which one that is. Bernie, I disagree. I think the best caller was the lady from Joshua Tree. Oh, you're talking about Dion from Phelan. Was it Joshua Tree or was it Phelan, California? Here, baby, I'm going to look at her. She's rubbing her face against my microphone here. Huh? What's going on, girl? I think she's digging it here now. Michael, didn't Karen evolve from Viola? I would say that she did. Karen evolved from Viola because it's a kind of an older female character who will go, oh, I don't want to intrude. She doesn't want to intrude, but she wants to tell you that she loves your show. And that's kind of what Karen did, and Margaret just hated her guts, and Karen was just very sweet and nice to her. The vapors. I remember the only cure was to hold a cold, unopened can of Coke against your forehead. Allie and Paul sitting in a tree. No problem, Alan. Bernie, don't get me to lying. I don't know about Viola, but Karen is funny and her family. Allie, Bernie, gotta get my rocks off somehow. Look out. Sorry, super inappropriate. Well, Bernie, you're too funny. Allie, Leslie, Mike, I remember I keep looking for that show. I'll let you know when I find it. I'm on a mission. Now, this is a show, Leslie, where it was the southern guy and his wife had the vapors. The only Southern guy I do is Steve Bozell, and I don't know if I do any other Southerners. I used to have a shit pot load of Southerners, but hey, you know, the Southern accent is pretty easy to do. What you doing, girl? Let's see. How you doing, baby? Let's see if we can watch this. You can check out. This is the Thunder Cam now. This is what she's doing. The Thunder Cam is on. Hey, baby. She's a good girl. Yeah, and I mean, and the other thing I do with her is we have cat school where I put her through her paces with like a fake bird and a laser light and all that shit so that she gets real good at catching flies and shit, man. Baby, if you step on those thing, she's gonna take me off the air, man. She's gonna take me off the air. She just stepped on a keyboard. Oh yeah, she did, man. Thunder. Honey, come here, baby.
That's okay. That's a good girl.
That's a good girl. Okay. That's a good girl. All right. Yeah, she almost fucked me up, man. All right, honey. Good girl. So, yeah. That was whack, man. Thunder, you almost jacked this whole thing up. Well, Bung, it's hard. That's what she said, because I'm confusing. I'll go on a first date and be the sweetest girl, make you get the feels, and then later that week, bam, titty text. What's up with this girl? I think Allie needs to... Ruth from Anaheim, Bernie. Yeah. Yeah, you're right. Ruth from Anaheim. All right. I can see that there's a lot of stuff that's... and then Bernie says, Harvey Weinman flirting with Ruth from Anaheim was classic. Oh, okay. Harvey was flirting with Ruth. Ruth from Anaheim, my understanding is somebody was in communication with Ruth from Anaheim, and they actually got to know her, and they talked to her son, and her son said, no, she's like that. She's really just sort of whack. My mom is just kind of goofy, and that's where it's at, man. Stephen Miller, my wife and I keep getting laughed at by these goddamn traveling groundhogs. They're wearing pork pie hats and laughing. Oh, you mean the traveling squirrels, Stephen? Unless, of course, you're talking about something else. Thanks, Phil. Have a great weekend. Have a great weekend, fellow BS peers. Alan, you leaving us? Yeah, I'm splitting too, man. All right, brother. Oren, Phil, thanks for looking. Love that bit, man. One of the best ever. Thank you, Oren, for pointing it out to me. But if you know where we can find the audio on that thing, I would love to goddamn well find it. That's fucked up that we don't have it. Although I will tell you this. In our storage, we have, I know, all of the DAT tapes from that era. And all of the... you know, the hard copy stuff, whether it's a disc, whether it's a DAT tape, whether it's a analog tape, we have it, and we can go back, and it is dated, so we can go back and look and see, well, what the fuck, you know, happened with that shit. So definitely got to check that shit out. I got the date, and, you know, when we find these things, you guys, and when you find them, please let us know and email us directly using the BSP email, and we will look into that stuff. Alex is real good at responding to all of our BSP email. We're really, really keen on doing the best customer service that we can. And what's up with Allie, man? I just saw her say shit. Bye, Bonnie. Okay, everybody leaving? Okay, well, I got to split too. Thunder is down here. This was kind of a weird chat tonight, wasn't it, guys? We had like this screaming match between Christopher and Bernie. Allie is out there. She's, what happened here? Does somebody have somebody's having a shit fit? Well, anyway, you guys have fun. Allie, take care. I'll be talking to you. I'll be talking to all you guys as we progress. I know that you want to get in touch with me in ways other than this Friday night chat. So what I'm going to try and do is get online here throughout the week and just go into the chat box and see who's there. The other thing I want to do is eventually get our email shit straightened out so I can be talking to you guys via email. And we'll continue. And I'll let you know how my conversations with Podcast One go. How my conversations with Podcast One goes when it comes to making sure we have see, the sponsorship that we need for our HendryCon, because that's going to be completely fucking off the hook, man, if we get that thing going the way we want to. And I personally believe that in life, if you are intent on making something happen, then you are intent on making something happen. All right, guys, I'll see you Monday on the show. I'll try to pop on chat during the week, and I'm going to definitely be talking at you guys. If you want to get in touch with me in any other way, hit me up on the email. We'll have that shit worked out this week. And like that, okay? Thank you very much. Love you. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys being BSPs, being a part of our little BSP family here. And we push on. And remember, you can make any fucking thing happen that you want if you just stay focused on that thing and tell yourself, I'm going to do it. Okay? Forget the Lions. Yeah, the Lions. I forgot all about that, man. The Milwaukee Lions dropping on Sunday against the San Diego Zookeepers.